Messianic Roots Biblically Based Congregational Fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and Fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
I'm 72 years old, and I'm enjoying the good life. Thanks to the people at Good Life International, along with good exercise, a healthy diet, and Good Life liquid supplements, I feel great and breathe through the day. You can experience the good life, too, by taking Mega Cardio Plus. To find out more, go to www.attackdisease.4tgl.com or call 720-494-GOOD. That's 720-494-4663.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I regularly schedule guests. Unfortunately, he didn't show up, so I thought maybe this morning I would read a letter. It's up on the Internet. It was written by the man who threw the shoes at President Bush, and he was taken to prison and tortured, but he's been released now, and he just wrote about why he threw the shoes. And I hope each one of you will stop and think about what I'm saying, because, you know, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And we live here comfortably and safely in a wonderful, wonderful country, although our country is changing and changing for the worse. But we are responsible for what our government does. And how many of our religious leaders spoke out against the war? I mean, how many of our prominent Christian leaders spoke out against the war? How many prominent Republicans spoke out and said, this war is wrong. I'm a Republican. George Bush is a Republican. What he's doing is wrong. We have no right to attack Iraq. Well, let me quote from the shoe thrower. And I quote, I am free, but my country is still a prisoner of war. There's been a lot of talk about the action and about the person who took it and about the hero and the heroic act and the symbol and the symbolic act, but simply, I answer, what compelled me to act is the injustice that befell my people and how the occupation wanted to humiliate my homeland by putting it under the boot. Over recent years, more than a million martyrs have fallen by the bullets of the occupation, and Iraq is now filled with more than 5 million orphans, 1 million widows, and hundreds of thousands of maimed. Many millions are homeless inside and outside the country. We used to be a nation in which the Arab would share with the Turkmen and the Kurd and the Assyrian and the Sabaean and the Yazid his daily bread, and the Shia would pray with the Sunni in one line. And the Muslim would celebrate with the Christian the birth of Christ. This despite the fact that we shared hunger under sanctions for more than a decade. Our patience and our solidarity did not make us forget the oppression. But the invasion divided brother from brother, neighbor from neighbor. It turned our homes into funeral tents. I'm not a hero. But I have a point of view. I have a stance. It humiliated me to see my country humiliated and to see my Baghdad burned, my people killed. Thousands of tragic pictures remained in my head, pushed me towards the path of confrontation. The scandal of Abu Ghraib, the massacre at Fallujah, Najaf, Haidat, Sadr City, Basra, Diyala, Mosul, Tell Afar, and every inch of our wounded land. I traveled through my burning land and saw with my own eyes the pain of the victims. And I heard with my own ears the screams of the orphans and the betrayed. And a feeling of shame haunted me, like an ugly name, because I was powerless. As soon as I finished my professional duties in reporting the daily tragedies which I washed away, the remains of the debris of the ruined Iraqi homes or the blood that stained my clothes, I'd clench my teeth and make a pledge to our victims, a pledge of vengeance. The opportunity came, and I took it. I took it out of loyalty to every drop of innocent blood that has been shed through the occupation. Or because of it, every scream of a bereaved mother, every moan of an orphan, the sorrow of a rape victim, the teardrop of an orphan. I say to those who reproach me, do you know how many broken homes that shoes of I threw and entered? How many times is it trodden over the blood of the innocent? How, maybe the shoe was the appropriate response when all values were violated. When I threw the shoes in the face of the criminal George Bush, I wanted to express my rejection of his lies, his occupation of my country, my rejection of his killing of my people, my rejection of plundering the wealth of my country and destroying the infrastructure and casting out his sons into the diaspora. If I have wronged journalism without intention, because of the professional embarrassment I caused the establishment, I apologize. All that I meant to do was to express with a living conscience the feeling of a citizen who sees his homeland desecrated every day. The professionalism mourned by some under the auspices of the occupation should not have a voice louder than the voice of patriotism. And if patriotism needs to speak out, then professionalism should be allied with it. I didn't do this in my name so that my name would enter history or for the material gains. All I wanted to do was defend my country. Well, I hope you'll think about what he said. 1 million dead, 5 million orphans, 1 million widows. And who's responsible? Oh, shucks, it was just a mistake. We thought they had weapons of mass destruction. Well, of course they had weapons of mass destruction, ladies and gentlemen. The United States government gave Saddam Hussein the material to build his chemical weapons, to build his biological weapons. We knew he had anthrax because we sent him the anthrax. And if you doubt that, we have an article out of the Washington Post. When an enemy becomes an ally, and going into the fact how we'd given Saddam Hussein billions and billions of dollars and sent him the warfare methods and helped him all during his war with Iran and financed Saddam Hussein's war with Iran, a brutal and dirty war where Saddam Hussein was using those chemical weapons. I interviewed a Green Beret who was sent over to help Saddam use the chemical weapons that killed 1 million Iranians. And he was there. He was supervising the use of the chemical weapons in violation of all of the tenets of warfare. And Saddam was an evil and wicked man. But we carry a book written by an ex-CIA agent named Bob Baer, Robert Baer, who said that he was stationed in Kurdistan for, almost 10 years. And he never met an Iraqi who didn't believe the American government was keeping Saddam in power. Our number, 1-877-254-7524.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
This is Dr. Stan. I hope you were as touched by the remarks of the shoe thrower as I was. Yes, who's calling in? Someone's calling
in? Colorado.
Yes.
I just wanted to comment. I think this is one of those pieces that if we could get this out to a greater percentage of the American public, because a lot of people that voted for Obama and voted for ending this war, and obviously he has no intention of doing that. What I was wondering was, I really haven't seen a video that covers how we ended up there and, you know, what has been going on. Do you have a video that you recommend for that?
Well, basically my talk on Iraq, The Untold Story, it's the talk I gave in the when I was actually in Colorado, it was 2 or 3 years ago, but I mean, basically, it was all planned ahead of time. There's a group called the Project for the New American Century that was actually organized in, 2000. And there was Cheney and Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz and certainly Elliot Abrams and all of the usual suspects, Robert Pearl, and the whole neoconservative movement, certainly Gary Bauer, whose job was to lead the Christians, and William Bennett, whose job it was to lead the Catholics, and really the hierarchy of the Bush administration were all in this organization, and they put out a report in 2000 talking, it's called Rebuilding America's Defenses. You can probably still get it off their website at newamericancentury.com. And I think it's .com, but I wouldn't swear New American Century, either .com or .org. But it's certainly the neoconservative movement Project for the New American Century. And actually, the report is contained in my syllabus, Iraq, The Untold Story. And there they basically said it doesn't matter who's in the Middle East, whether Saddam's in power or not, we've got to keep troops permanently stationed there. The decision was made to go to war with Iraq before George Bush was ever elected to the presidency. In fact, they have all sorts of letters they'd written to Bill Clinton calling for an attack on Iraq. So this was decided by this small group of very wicked and evil people, in my estimation, of course posing as patriots, but they're neoconservatives. They're basically Trotskyite socialists who want an all-powerful government, and they took over the conservative movement. But behind them are very powerful spiritual forces. Most of them came from the Council on Foreign Relations, about half of them. This was a CFR front organization, and they were determined to go to war. So it was only, how were you going to get the American people to go to war? Because the American people didn't want to go to war. Zygmunt Brzezinski pointed this out in his book. The Grand Chessboard, I think it was written in 1997. Condoleezza Rice brought this out in her testimony before the 9/11 Commission. They knew the American people didn't want to go to war, so they had to have an incident that would rally the American people. And what better incident than to bring down the Twin Towers and Building 7? And if they hadn't brought down Building 7, they probably would have got away with it. That's what I didn't want to believe, that some people in our government could have intentionally brought those buildings down. I was quite aware of the fact they knew the attack was coming and didn't defend against it. But to actually take those buildings down and kill all the Americans, but these people don't care. They're not concerned about human life. And there's no question, if you look at Building 7 come down, it was a controlled demolition. They're still trying to cover for it. There was a fellow named Barry Jennings who was actually in the building that morning. I think maybe that's our caller. Hello? Hello,
Dan.
Who's there?
It's Catherine Thomas.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Doing great.
Okay, why don't you pick up? Catherine is with us this morning, and we're going to be talking about about what's going on in the church today, because we've got a real problem in the Christian church, and I want you to hear her story. We have ACORN. Everybody's heard of ACORN, but they haven't heard about this group that she's been studying, because ACORN is involved with political activity in the community. The organization Catherine has researched is about taking over the Christian church and using it for political purposes. So you pick up the story. How did you become aware of the organization? What are they doing, and what can we do about it?
Okay, Stan. I discovered them last fall, about October, during the campaign season, when a Catholic priest kind of knocked the politics of the Right to Life group. And I was rather stunned, and so I went home and typed out Right to Life on my computer, and I thought, well, what's wrong with their politics? They're against abortion, for life, and I guess I agree with them all the way. And so I decided to go back and approach the priest to really find out why he was knocking the politics of the Right to Life group. And I guess you could say the conversation got very ugly, because he obviously didn't like their politics, and at that point I didn't know he was politicking for Barack Obama. And so I came home confused, and city leader I know approached me, and was complaining to him, and he asked me if I had heard about a group called Jonah. Never heard of it. And apparently I did a little bit of research, and they're all over online, and found out that they are an affiliate, the Gamaliel Foundation, which is based out of Chicago, Illinois.
The Gamaliel Foundation. Okay, that's what this is really about. So pick up the story there.
Okay. Gamaliel Foundation is the foundation that really Barack Obama grew up as a community organizer, and it required Obama to basically hijack and exploit church membership and organize them into a larger left-leaning political force. And Obama really cut his teeth as a community organizer with this organization, which I find is so strange, because so many persons don't know about this. They just say, well, he was a community organizer, but they don't really say where he grew up learning this. And he celebrated and thanked on their website for organizing hope for America and the world. And this organization has settled in 19 states, your state also, Stan. And I think they're a dangerous organization, because they use the church membership to further their political view, which is Marxist. And right now, I know, at least in our area, they're engaging some of the flock in these churches to help them sell the socialized medicine concept to the rest of the church membership, which I don't understand. I think that's very wrong.
Well, yeah, I think people have to understand that they focus our attention on ACORN. And it's ACORN this and ACORN that, and you go up on the Internet, and all we hear is ACORN. It's the old idea of bait and switch. I mean, mm-hmm. The real force that's working, major force behind the scenes at Camellio, and of course they're working, they really are primarily targeting the churches, aren't they?
They are targeting the churches, and I had read too elsewhere that Barack Obama is using church leaders around the country. I believe he had a meeting to help them, to help him sell socialized medicine to our country. And so there, he is basically using the churches to further his political agenda.
You mean the Kevorkian health care bill. That's what I mean. And, you know, but the churches, so many of the people who go to church are so gullible, whether they're Catholics or whether they're Protestant. If their minister is pushing something, it's got to be good. After all, a minister of God would not be putting out false information. How effective have they been in infiltrating the church?
In our area, very, very well. But I think they're being hit hard because a lot of members in other churches, I alerted friends. And listen to this. This priest is the head of the organization. And it includes Baptist, Catholic, Congregational, Lutheran, Episcopal, and Methodist leaders have all signed on to be his minions and help out, you know, sell the Obama plan to everybody. And they claim and appear to be nonpartisan in their small community projects, but they really have shown their true partisan colors, especially at election time last year. Members of these organizations were soliciting target areas in our cities to get new voter registrations last fall. And, of course, they were looking for Obama votes, of course.
Sure.
And
well, they're very, very effective in what they do.
Now, who is
funding this organization?
It is no surprises here. It is all leftist foundations, George Soros. His friend Peter Lewis. I had some tax forms that they sent me, and I looked up almost all the foundations are leftist in their activities. And
you mean are they like the Rockefeller and Carnegie and Ford?
Ford Foundation, Arca Foundation, the Bauman Family Foundation, Tides Foundation, Peter Lewis, W.K. Kellogg Foundation, and these organizations just love spreading their tax-exempt monies with stealth to promote the one-world order under totalitarianism.
All right. Now, what specific issues do the this committee and the foundation go after other than the Obamacare or Kevorkian health care?
They are also involved in, at election time, they are very important. They were targeting certain areas. But they are also for, amnesty for illegal aliens. And that's a very big one for them, is helping the total amnesty for illegal immigrants, universal access to affordable quality health care for all, fair share housing for all, and we've seen what this fair share housing has done to our country.
And, of course, it is not the function of the federal government to provide housing for everyone. I mean, certainly,
yeah.
I would think it would be nice if everybody had a home, but are we going to give houses to homeless people? Well, basically, the thing is that the average individual doesn't understand that what so much of it's going on is simply unconstitutional. There are people like George Soros, who came from another country, is only a naturalized American citizen, but he hates America, just like Obama hates America. Obama sat under the tutelage of Reverend Wright for 20 years, and Reverend Wright hated America. He sees a lot of the same things wrong with America that I do. But I want to try to save America, and Reverend Wright wanted to destroy it, and his disciple is in the White House, being funded by Soros and the others for that very purpose. But behind this, one of their coordinating groups is this foundation. Now, how do we know that Obama, how can people prove to themselves that Obama was really an integral part of this movement?
You can go to their website.
How can people get to their website?
I would go to, you just type in Gamaliel Foundation, and you'll see there, you can find their platform and their vision statement. They don't hide it. I mean, they, pretty much, spells it out. The other interesting thing, Stan, about this organization is that I forgot to tell you what really woke us up was they are pretty much the same as ACORN, except instead of ACORN works out of neighborhoods, this organization works out of churches, but same platform, same everything. And they what clued us in was they were standing, these members were standing with a union at a local city meeting protesting prevailing wages and living wage requirements around the country, and that is a trademark of ACORN organizations.
All right. How do you spell chameleon?
G-A-M-A-L-I-E-L. And I Gamaliel. Do it's Gamaliel.
All right. We'll be back in just a moment with Catherine Thomas right here at the American Freedom Company.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
The Wild Bird Center in Denver asked, did you drive safely this morning when you saw children along the roadway? It's back to school time again, so let's be careful out there. That's from your friends at the Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and staff are always working to make our area a safer place for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation, call today, 758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Call 758-7575 and mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you a happy and safe fall season.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Catherine Thomas. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes.
Yes,
I have a question for your guest.
You have a question for our guest.
Yes, I was wondering, how do they get involved with the church? You mentioned they worked out of the churches, but do they become members, or how do they...
That's a great question. There is, actually, this is a community organizing group, and we actually, from what I can see, had community organizers from outside our city come in and sign these churches up and organize them, and some of the churches even advertise their community organizer at their on their advertisement posts, and so that's what happened. We had And I believe that even though they're in 19 states, I believe these community organizers are working right now in most all the states to get this organization going, because we know that the current president wants to move very, very quickly, and taking God out of our society is going to be real important. So once they get into these churches and destroy our churches, we're going to be in trouble in this country. So that's what they do. They bring in outsiders and organize, and that's what's happened in our area.
Anything else?
So it's sort of like the Three Self program?
Is it sort of like
the
what?
Church of China? Like yeah, the Church of China does? Kind of
government. It's a little different proposition than in China. In China, why, of course, they have very, very vibrant churches. The real church, they have the state church, but, of course, that they simply go along with the government. They have the vibrant home churches there in China, which really are going to one day transform that land. Hey, look, thank you so much for calling. And our guest this morning is Catherine Thomas, and we're talking about Gamaliel Foundation that is working within our churches. It's in 19 states. And, of course, is being funded by tax-exempt foundations and, of course, is pushing political organizing, which, of course, is a violation of the rules. 501c3 will not allow churches to engage in political activity and pushing political goals. But since the people who control our government want this sort of thing and want to use the foundations and tax-exempt organizations to destroy this country, why, of course, nothing is going to be done. America is under attack today, not from without, but from within, by clever organizations like ACORN, which you hear about all the time. But have you heard about Gamaliel before? So pick up the story there, Catherine. What happens when, of course, you try to expose this? And I know you've been very, very concerned about it.
I'm not sure yet. We've exposed these folks and quite nicely in our community, and I'm sure people are withdrawing their tithings. To speak that speaks pretty loudly when you withhold money. Now, interestingly, Stan, I can't even get through to our bishop to complain for the entire area, because I found out his secretary is an Obama lover, and once she found out why I was calling, I can't get through. So if I wanted see our bishop, I'm going to have to stake out his office. And another interesting thing that your viewers should know is that if you go to the Gamaliel Foundation, their recommended reading for this group is Saul Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals, which, of course, you know.
Dedicated to Lucifer.
Yes, and on page 10, he talks about the political paradise of communism. Can you imagine why would we have any church leaders embracing the principles of Marxism and Lucifer and Alinsky and any of these people? I think it's pretty obvious what this group is all about. They're out to destroy another power center in our country, which follows the George Soros plan and the UN agenda and all of that.
Absolutely. In fact, Soros, of course, was one of the major financiers of Obama's candidacy, along with David Rockefeller and the whole trilateral CFR Bilderberger group, who wanted to put him in power. Why? Because he's going to be the fall guy as he brings down our nation. And then, of course, they're working in the background. They control him. They surround him. They put him in power. They tell him what to do. He's a puppet. But their ultimate goal is the destruction of America. In fact, indeed, the destruction of contemporary society. And Soros and the Rockefellers and Ted Turner, they all got together just in June talking about population control, how they were going to eliminate a large part of the world's population. You can find that up on the Internet. But these are wicked and evil people. So anyway, Cindy, what sort of response have you gotten from, you say, the people there, at least in your church, or your
well,
what do they call them in the Catholic Church? Members of your Catholic Church are withholding their funds. But how are you going to get the information out across America? Because nobody's talking about the Gamaliel Foundation.
Not yet. I suspect folks are going to be doing it pretty soon because, Stan, I started alerting church members about last February, and, you know, they really were in denial. I mean, people just kind of shrugged their shoulders. But now that things have gotten so bad in our country, and that they see these groups of bad people are moving so quickly, they're now awake. People are calling me and saying, gee, what was that organization you're talking about? And I have an article now that's been published at Canada Free Press, a fine site that promotes America in a big way. And the article was top one of the top articles last week, called The Treachery of America's Church Leaders under Catherine Thomas. You can go to the columnist archives, and it's been published on some other sites, I noticed. And so now it's all over the Internet and around the world. I know, Stan, in the U.K., that this organization did destroy their churches, and the author that writes about this, Melanie Phillips, warns us and says, wake up, America. You have still have time to save your churches. I think we do, but just like anything else, we're going to have to wake up, hold hands, and do this as a group. I can't do this by myself, but I notice that a lot of other folks in our area now are speaking about this. People are in denial. It's just like what you were saying, you know, the flock, they're innocent. They sit there and listen to the priest or the leader and think, oh, gee, they couldn't be possibly doing anything bad. But, you know, they're just men like anybody else. And we can see that right now there's a whole big group of bad guys in our country that would like to replace God with men.
Well, I'm surprised, though, that the priest would come out publicly, against the pro-life position. I mean, the church is a Catholic church has traditionally been strongly pro-life.
Yes, he did that quietly with me. But the fact that he knocked the politics of the right to life, I just found so so sad. And that's why I went back to approach him, because this is the church where we were married, our children were baptized. And you know what my husband thinks, Stan? He thinks that our spiritual home has been hijacked. And it really has been, because this man is still sitting there till we have a tea party at that church or do something, he's still sitting there preaching.
Well, unfortunately, the large segments of the Catholic Church have been hijacked, but then so have large segments of the Protestant Church, and certainly the liberal component of Protestant Church, but certainly the traditional Baptists, and you would not think they're and charismatic and Pentecostal, but I'm sure they can infiltrate those regions just as well. And it's vitally important people understand there really are people who want to infiltrate our churches in an effort not only to destroy our country, but destroy the very tenets of Christianity. Well, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
You may not be the biggest farmer or rancher in the country, but that doesn't mean you have to skimp on equipment. For more than 60 years, Tarter Farm and Ranch Equipment's been used, trusted, and built by pros. From gates, panels, and stock tanks to three-point equipment and feeders, Tarter works as hard as you do. Which is just one of the reasons we are the official provider of equine and livestock management equipment for the World Equestrian Games. To find a farm and ranch store near you, visit TarterGates.com. Tarter, working harder since 1945.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Catherine Thomas, we're talking about the Gamaliel Foundation, which is spreading very quietly behind the scenes, because the last thing they want is for the American people to understand that this is simply another acorn group. In fact, it's very interesting that there's been a move to cut off government funding for acorn. I think Obama gave them hundreds of millions of dollars in a stimulus bill. Hopefully that's going to be cut off. But does Gamaliel get any government funding, or is it mostly just from the tax-exempt foundations?
We can't quite figure it out. You know, there's the Office of Faith-Based Partnerships, and right away when we saw that, we said, oh, wow, that's probably the Gamaliel Foundation, right there in the White House. So we can't figure it out. They get a lot of money from these tax-exempt foundations, but we don't know. We can't figure out if they're getting any government money. Maybe somebody can figure that one out for us. But they're nicely funded from what we can see in this area. They just sent out a mailing. A friend of mine gave me a letter. They're sending out looking for donations. And if you read this letter, Stan, they sound so warm and fuzzy. And, again, many of these organizations have taken on biblical names. Listen to this. How about they've taken on names such as Joshua and Job and Ezekiel and Moses and Isaac. So you would never suspect that this would be an anti-God organization funded by anti-God people. So it's the Alinsky principles where you lie, cheat, deceive, move with stealth. It doesn't matter. The ends is they want to get into the churches and use them for political reasons. And it's nothing for that you and I are interested in. They're interested in using these churches to help radically transform our society. That's mentioned even on their website. And all I can see is that we're going to have a lot of suffering for hardworking Americans if we have a radical Marxist transformation of America. I see no good in this organization at all of what they're doing.
Well, unfortunately, this is what the people of great wealth want, because, of course, what we're really talking about is a return to a feudalistic society where, of course, the state controls everything, and then, of course, the people of great wealth control the state. This is what it's really about. I have nothing against people of great wealth, but there are certain of these people who are dedicated to Marxism, who've spent their whole life pushing Marxism, not only in the United States, but in countries throughout the world. And this is why, of course, we're currently the Obama administration is backing this fellow, President Zelaya, who is a hardcore communist, who was expelled by the Honduran Supreme Court. Zelaya was over there in Costa Rica, fully supported by Fidel Castro, by Hugo Chavez, and the Obama administration. But it's so hard for people to understand that we really, our leaders, the people who control Obama, support communism and want that sort of society for us. Because communism has nothing to do with Karl Marx. Because Karl Marx advocated sharing the prosperity, communism wants to share, you know, the misery. And, of course, it's really all about a ruling elite controlling the masses. And that's exactly what they want here. And that's what we're seeing. I mean, who controls General Motors today? Who gave Chrysler to CEO of Fiat, who just happens to be a member of the Trilateral Commission, gave one of America's largest motor companies, one of the big three, simply gave it away to a foreign company. Why would you do something like that? Well, very, very simply, they're all in this little club and these little clubs together, and our leaders simply gave an American corporation to an Italian corporation that was run by one of their friends. When you understand that, everything begins to make sense. Well, so, Catherine, what would you like our listeners to do? Is there a website where they can learn more about this? Can they find your article up on the Internet? Go to a search engine and type in what Catherine Thomas and Gamaliel Foundation?
You can, Canada Free Press has it, or you can type it in, at Yahoo and type in The Treachery of America's Church Leaders by Catherine Thomas, and I think there's three or four sites that have it up now. There's another site that, I'm gonna see if I can get it up on, is Worldview Times, a nice Christian biblical website. And I gotta tell you this, Stan, I don't know if you realize this, he has an article in one of his booklets that is, Seven Dangerous Thinkers and Their Legacies That Just Will Not Die. Do you know the background of Karl Marx? I was reading about his family background. Do you know that he had six children?
Well, I knew he had a large family and he didn't pay much attention to them, but basically I know basically what everybody's missed is that Karl Marx was a Satanist, and people do not understand. He was funded by the League of the Just. I mean, he was funded by a secret society. And he wrote the Communist Manifesto simply to confuse people. Go right ahead.
Yes, he had, I read that he had six children. I just found this out recently. He had six children, three died of starvation while babies, two others committed suicide, and only one lived to become an adult. And I say, why are church leaders embracing this man in his background? I don't understand. And except like what you were saying, they worship secret societies, and they're all, I'm sure several are tied to the power of Lucifer, and people need to wake up. I mean, I was living a quiet life a year ago until this priest woke me up. and everything that's going on, and boy, did he wake me up.
Well, all we can do is understand we're involved in a spiritual battle, and hopefully the Lord's going to begin waking a lot more people up, and I think we saw that manifested. And that magnificent march on Washington, you were there. How many people were in that march on Washington there on September 12th?
I'd like to think. I had heard that the Park Service put it at 2.3 million. I know that I heard that evening I was with some with the Canada Free Press group and some writers, and they were commenting how the roads were closed, so there were more people that wanted to come in. We got there at 10:30. Thinking it started at 12, it was the most marvelous event. People in this country should be so excited. I've never seen such a great group of classy, respectable, respectful group of mainstream patriotic Americans. And Stan, there were many people in wheelchairs. It looked like many veterans that had their Navy, Army, Marine Corps, Air Force hats on. It was the most heartwarming experience. I decided the day before to go to that, and I'm so glad I didn't miss it. And the thing that I can't get over is all the number of persons that would have been there in spirit. It was the first day of school for many children around the country, and I would have brought some of my children if it hadn't been the first week of school to that.
Well, we're out of time, but, you know, the media has done everything they could to play it down. Oh, there were a few 10,000 people there, maybe 15,000.
No.
They lie, but then they always lie. God bless you, Catherine. Thank you so very much for being with us.
Thanks, Dan.
Our guest has been Catherine Thomas.
I'm 72 years old, and I'm enjoying the good life. Thanks to the people at Good Life International, along with good exercise, a healthy diet, and Good Life liquid supplements, I feel great and breeze through the day. You can experience the good life, too, by taking Mega Cardio Plus.
Oh, my.
To find out more, go to www.attackdisease.4tgl.com or call 720-494-GOOD. That's 720-494-4663.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Allstate Sweeping reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message is from Allstate Sweeping. They're a concerned area business working toward drug-free communities for our youngsters. That's Allstate Sweeping, located at 10150 East 106th Avenue in Brighton.
Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan. We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and dunk tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoyed our program this morning, and Catherine's done a great job of getting together information on the Camellia Foundation. And then, of course, I do need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us so we can maintain our 60 radio and satellite and internet and shortwave outlets every single week, why, we hope you'll give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We certainly hope that many of you will be able to come to our all-day conference on the 25th of October. We've already got about 75 people coming, and we've got 5 weeks. We've never had a response like this before, bringing in a great list of speakers. So hope you can make it. Our telephone number there, you're going to have a reservation because we're serving lunch. But all day on the 25th of October, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 to get your reservations, not only to be with us, but if you're from out of state, for your hotel and motel reservations or a list of the region of places that you could stay. And then, of course, we certainly want to tell you a little bit about what's really going on with the so-called swine flu epidemic. And you'll be happy to know that by the mid or end of October of next month, the epidemic will be over. The epidemic will be over. It's sweeping across the country today. It is a Category 5 epidemic in 5 of our states. Nobody's dying. Most people who have the disease don't even know it. There's a report that came out of Australia where they were, of course, recruiting people to try the vaccine on. And, of course, they excluded everybody who's had swine flu or even might possibly have had swine flu. And yet, in two groups, one group, 14% of the people, when they did the blood test, had already been infected. The other group, 39%, had already been infected. And that was Australia several months ago here in the United States. Why it's sweeping across our country, and by the mid or end of October, it'll all be over. There'll be no need for it because almost everybody will have been infected. And the disease is so mild that most people don't even know they have the disease. But don't you worry. The government's going to vaccinate people anyway and vaccinate pregnant women. When the producers of the vaccine say, don't give it to pregnant women, it could be harmful. There are no studies that show it's safe. The government wants to give it to little tiny children. They want to give them the nasal mist, despite the fact the employer says, don't do it. I mean, 4% of the children who got it had to be hospitalized. 4% of the children had to be hospitalized, and the manufacturer says, don't give it. But the Centers for Disease Control, which is doing everything they can, I believe, to be harmful to our American people, who facilitated the spread of AIDS. And if you haven't read my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, shame on you. You need to get it and read it. It's a very important historical book because it tells you how the CDC fomented the AIDS epidemic that's now killed over 500,000 people. That's why I left medicine, went into radio, try to get the information out that we have wicked people in our government that are promoting disease. If you have not yet seen our DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda by Dr. Ayoub, you need to get it. Excellent. You get a free CD-ROM with that. Thousands of pages of government documents. Dr. Russell Blaylock's Vaccine and Brain Development. So many of the other vaccines have animal viruses in them. And they're latent in the body, and 20, 30 years later, you were infected with those animal viruses. You got your vaccine. You want to take another one?
If cholesterol...
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as...